is Love Liverpool Week.
Call now and tell us why you love Liverpool.
0151 708 1059.
Love Liverpool Week with Pete Price. City Talk 105.9.
Love Liverpool and beyond. And right now, we're beyond. We've got an amazing district, and why I think Liverpool is so, I don't know, desirable is because it's so central. I think it's more central than anywhere else, because you've got North Wales, you've got the Wirral, you've got Chester, we've now got an incredible motorway service and we can get everywhere. And that's why so many people are coming to Liverpool. What I decided to do today was jump in my car and go and have a look at the Wirral. I've lived here all my life, and I've worked in Liverpool all my life. And why I love it so much is because it is warmer, would you believe, than anywhere else? Seems ridiculous, that, doesn't it? But apparently the Welsh Hills and Liverpool are higher than the actual Wirral Peninsula. So it makes it milder to live here. Now, many, 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 many thousands of people live on the Wirral who commute to work. We have one major problem, is the Mersey Tunnel. If anything's ever resolved, who knows? But many thousands of Liverpool people come over to the Wirral and over to New Brighton. Once upon a time, New Brighton was the place for holidays. When the ferries went back and forwards to the pier, we had the fairground, we had the Tower Ballroom. We had an amazing amount of people that would just join us for long, long weekends in New Brighton. And right now we're starting at Willesden, so we're right at the middle of the peninsula, and I'm going to drive down with Jay all the way down to New Brighton and back up again. And that's the journey we're going on. What's wonderful about the Wirral is it's not just for tourists. There's lots to do with walks. If people like fresh air, if people like to travel out, if people like to picnic, that's what it's all about. We're just coming into Willesden, and there's an amazing little place in Willesden that people forget about. Simple thing, it's a train station. But it's an old train station that now is obsolete and is now a piece of art, and you can walk around it. So we're in a little village called Willesden, and when you look at the Wirral and drive to Chester or North Wales, sometimes jump off the motorway, come this way and have a look what's going on, because it's beautiful. People holiday from all over the world on the Wirral, and why they love it is because they're central for Liverpool and they can enjoy the whole experience of North Wales, Chester, in fact, love Liverpool and beyond. We've just left Willesden and we're arriving on the main road. Now, this is the old road to Chester. Now, the wonderful thing about the Wirral, if you come over here, you'll never ever get lost, because you've always got to finish up, because it's a peninsula, you've always got to finish up back where you started, which is great. So on the corner is West Kirby, on the other corner is New Brighton, and of course you've got the Irish Sea, the River Dee and the Mersey surrounding the peninsula. And we're going to eventually finish up down by West Kirby, so we'll have a look at Hilbury Island, which is one of my favourite places in the world. When we come on this road now from Chester, which is the main road that goes, as I say, goes right through and joins the motorways, you can't actually get lost. So it's good fun to actually go around and just explore. Now, a little bit further down here, we've got Waterworld, Len from Waterworld, who has been on the show several times. And why that's a nice place to go and see is there's three garden centres together, and Len's got the fish and all the bits and pieces. Next door, they've both got cafes. Well, the three of them have got cafes. So if you're stuck for somewhere to go and you want to teach the kids about rabbits and things like that, or you just want to spend some time looking around, then here we've got Gordale and Waterworld, and it's just an oasis between Chester and West Kirby, halfway up, and it's really worth bringing the kids to see. I think the most important thing about the Wirral is actually just jumping in your car and driving, because I promise you, you really won't get lost. because you just drive around and you'll find that wherever you come, you'll finish up out somewhere where you'll recognise. New Brighton is famous for their long walks now, because you can walk right down from Seacombe. So you could park your car at Seacombe, and you could, in fact, if you really were athletic, you could walk all the way round to the other side of Moreton, which is no mean feat at all. There's lots of cafes and fish and chip shops, then you've got Bidston Hill, which is tremendous. You've got Caldy Hill in Caldy. You've got West Kirby with the hill there. And you can join up on all those hills. You can go from West Kirby to Caldy over to Thurstison. There's so many places to actually walk. It's just great. And cycle, of course. And as I say, we have Waterworld and Goredale. And now we're going back on ourselves, and we're going to go through some of the villages. We'll probably go past where Paul McCartney's got his house, where Jim, his dad, used to live. We'll probably go past Rafa Benitez's new house, Ian Rush's house, because there is a lot of beautiful property here as well. Then we've got the West Kirby Lake. And West Kirby is a destination because the beaches are down there. And of course, you've got West Kirby and Hoylake, where they had the open golf. West Kirby Beach has always been a popular place with Liverpool people. They'd jump on the train and the last stop was West Kirby. And if you were lucky, you could go to Hilbury Island. Hilbury is a very, very beautiful island. Three little islands together. People actually live on the island. There's no electricity or gas or toilets or anything. But you used to, years ago, have to have a permit to go to Hilbury Island. Now you don't. What you have got to be careful of, if you ever go, take a picnic, take lots of water, because it is a real, real sun trap, and it can be very, very dangerous to actually go on the island. You've got to check the tides. The reason why is because of the currents. People don't understand how dangerous it is. It really is, because there's little gullies. It's now, we're going to go to Park Gate for an ice cream as well, and down at Park Gate, if you look across, you'll see this pampas. The pampas, in fact, is a Japanese grass that is overrun. Started off down at Chester, and in fact has now overrun, and it would cost billions to actually remove. But there again, it looks as if you could walk across there, and you can't walk across there. Now we're in a place called Burton, coming into Burton, and the houses around here are 1 million plus. Beautiful place, great to bring the kids for walks again, great to just come for a drive or a bike ride, and Burton Village is just stunning. Burton then leads on to Neston. Neston leads on to Park Gate. And all round here, once upon a time, we had no restaurants at all. We were starved of restaurants. Now, we've got a glut of restaurants. So you can always come over. And we've got children-friendly restaurants as well. Coming towards Burton now, Burton Woods is very famous. Burton is a village that has won several awards for being the best design. Sad thing is, Thornton Hall is by Thornton Village, and they used to have the scarecrows, and that was a wonderful festival, and they stopped it for the last 2 years. It got too big for itself, and they got a bit scared of doing it because people came from all over the country. Now, the wonderful thing about the Wirral as well is when you hit the sides of the peninsula. Now, we are now coming into Burton, and the scenery looking over the Welsh mountains is just spectacular. We see it every night at Radio City and City Talk, but to see it here is just truly amazing. We're looking over towards Anglesey, we're looking over towards the Point of Ayr and Holywell, and on a clear day you can see Puffin Island, the Snowdon Range, Movama. And of course, you can get a bus over to the Wirral. You can just get a bus and jump a bus. I remember last night, that bus driver told us that children can get a ticket for £1.80, and for the whole day, they can just jump onto a bus. This is Burton Village. and a great place to park to go into Burton Woods and explore. This is an old-fashioned English village with Tudor-style houses, and we have the manor, Burton Manor. A lot of people that work in Liverpool live over here because this is a commuter belt. Burton then goes to Neston, Neston goes to Park Gate. So we're on the far side now of the peninsula. Many, many people come over to Park Gate for two things. One, for shrimps, because they used to shrimp right off Park Gate. Now they shrimp off Anglesey and round by Holywell. And also the ice cream. Nichols ice cream is very, very famous. They've won about 20 awards over the years it's been here. It's changed hands three times. And on the strength of Nichols ice cream being so popular, somebody's opened an ice cream shop next door just to take the overflow of the business. Coming in towards Neston, an awful lot of listeners, I don't know why, but an awful lot of listeners live in Neston that listen to Radio City and City Talk 105.9. And Neston have just had their own festival. And if you actually explore that, you'll find out that there's lots of little village festivals and mazes over here. Coming now by Nest Gardens. Nest Gardens is recognised as one of the most beautiful gardens in this country. It belongs partly to Liverpool University, and you have to pay to go in, but it really is very, very beautiful if you're into gardening. What makes me laugh is you'll see the lovely old ladies with their little bags illegally taking cuttings from the garden displays. There is a nice restaurant there as well, all with homemade food, and so many people come from all over the country just to visit Nest Gardens. It used to be free, now it's you have to pay.
This is Love Liverpool Week with Pete Price, City Talk 105.9.
Right, we're now just entering Park Gate, and on my right is a little lane. Up there used to be a wonderful, wonderful club called Leighton Court, where it all started for me 100 years ago, and I have some happy memories. We are going to go into Nichols, we are going to get an ice cream. I don't know which flavour today. This is the problem every time I come up here. But Park Gate now, when you turn into Park Gate, and today I wish you were with us because you can see such a clear view. You can actually see the sheep on the mountains in Wales. And there's our first view of the River Dee, but you would never think it was the River Dee because it just looks like grass. This is this Japanese pampas grass that has just completely taken over. When you think that ships used to come down this river. And there we are, there is Wales. Wow. Jay, you just said that you can't believe where we are.
Do you know what? I never ever come over to the Wirral. And the main reason being because I just get lost. Because every time I come here, I just can't find my way around. But I just can't believe this place. I can't believe it's so close to Liverpool. Look at that. It's like being in the middle of the countryside. It's amazing.
Right, well, here it is. The famous Nichols ice cream. Oh, and there's a space as well for us to get. Oh, and my book's on sale. And there's the ice cream shop that opened on the strength of this one. So we shall go in with the machine and let's go and get an ice cream, see what flavours they've got. Luckily, there isn't too big a queue today, which is amazing. Now, there is a bit of a queue inside, but we are here and we have got today, while we're looking on our tour of the world, vanilla hazelnut, mint chop chick, cinder toffee, Turkish delight, chocolate, strawberry, banana chop chick, blackberry. Ladies, let's have a talk to the ladies. We're in Nichols, the famous ice cream shop. And it's Pete Price with you, looking at the other side of Liverpool. Nice and busy?
Yes, it is. It's been very busy this weekend.
And of course, the start of the summer holidays.
It is indeed. It's good weather, good timing.
Why do you think it's so popular?
I just think it's a nice place to come. It's a nice thing to do with the family. And I think it's a nice place to be.
Which is the biggest selling ice cream apart from vanilla?
Cinder toffee and caramel, rum raisin, mint. All them.
And do you and the staff eat the ice cream?
Never. No. Yes.
Do you ever get sick of it?
No.
Can I have an ice cream?
Yes.
Smash it.
This is Love Liverpool Week.
now and tell us why you love Liverpool.
0151 708 1059.
Love Liverpool Week with Pete Price. City Talk 105.9.